was fully convinced of it only last year, and that, too, all of a sudden, as it were. I suddenly felt that it made no difference to me whether the world existed or whether nothing existed anywhere at all. I began to be acutely conscious that nothing existed in my own lifetime. At first I couldn't help feeling that, at any rate, in the past, many things had existed. But later on I came to the conclusion that there had not been anything even in the past, but that for some reason it had merely seemed to have been. Little by little I became convinced that there would be nothing in the future either. It was then that I suddenly ceased to be angry with people and almost stopped noticing them. This, indeed, disclosed itself in the smallest trifles. For instance, I would knock against people while walking in the street. And not because I was lost in thought, I had nothing to think about. I had stopped thinking about anything at that time. It made no difference to me. Not that I had found an answer to all the questions. Oh, I had not settled a single question, and there were thousands of them. But it made no difference to me. And all the questions disappeared. And, well, it was only after that that I learnt the truth. I learnt the truth last November, on the 3rd of November, to be precise, and every moment since then has been imprinted indelibly on my mind. It happened on a dismal evening, as dismal an evening as could be imagined. I was returning home at about 11 o'clock, and I remember thinking all the time that there could not be a more dismal evening. Even the weather was foul. It had been pouring all day, and the rain, too, was the coldest and most dismal rain that ever was. A sort of menacing rain, I remember that. A rain with a distinct animosity towards people. But about 11 o'clock it had stopped suddenly, and a horrible dampness descended upon everything, and it became much damper and colder than when it had been raining. And a sort of steam was rising from everything, from every cobble in the street, and from every side street, if you peered closely into it, from the street as far as the eye could reach. I could not help feeling that if the gaslight had been extinguished everywhere, everything would have seemed much more cheerful, and that the gaslight oppressed the heart so much just because it shed a light upon it all. I had had scarcely any dinner that day. I had been spending the whole evening with an engineer who had two more friends visiting him. I never opened my mouth, and I expect I must have got on their nerves. They were discussing some highly controversial subject, and suddenly got very excited over it. But it really did not make any difference to them. I could see that. I knew that their excitement was not genuine. So I suddenly blurted it out. "My dear fellows," I said, "you don't really care a damn about it, do you?" They were not in the least offended, but they all burst out laughing at me. That was because I had said it without meaning to rebuke them, but simply because it made no difference to me. Well, they realized that it made no difference to me, and they felt happy. When I was thinking about the gaslight in the streets, I looked up at the sky. The sky was awfully dark, but I could clearly distinguish the torn wisps of cloud, and between them, fathomless dark patches. All of a sudden, I became aware of a little star in one of those patches, and I began looking at it intently. That was because the little star gave me an idea. I made up my mind to kill myself that night. I had made up my mind to kill myself already 2 months before, and, poor as I am, I bought myself an excellent revolver and loaded it the same day. But 2 months had elapsed, and it was still lying in the drawer. I was so utterly indifferent to everything that I was anxious to wait for the moment when I would not be so indifferent and then kill myself. Why? I don't know. And so, every night during these 2 months, I thought of shooting myself as I was going home. I was only waiting for the right moment. And now the little star gave me an idea, and I made up my mind then and there that it should most certainly be that night. But